fear of the Lord, don't we? Amen. We need that joy. Hallelujah. Because God is so faithful and true. Now, you know, last week I talked about Matthew chapter 7, verses 13-14. But Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gates. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leadeth unto destruction. And many that be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few that be that find it. Now, last week I talked primarily about that broad way. This week, I want to talk about the narrow way. The narrow way. The straight gate. The narrow way. The one that's the only way to heaven. That's the only way to go to heaven, isn't it? To enter in at the straight gate, the narrow way. Let's look at a scripture here. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Matthew 16:24. I brought this parallel Bible tonight. It's King James, Amplified, New American Standard, and New International. I love the Amplified. I love the Amplified. Amen. This Bible was given to me. Let's see, when did I receive this Bible? February the 2nd, 1990. Had it while having it. Sweetheart gave it to me. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Yes. God is so good. Let's read that verse. Matthew 16:24. Amen. Now, I want to read that in the Amplified. Matthew 16:24. Let's see. 24th verse. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, that is, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interest, and take up his cross and follow me. Cleave steadily to me, conform wholly to my example in living, and if need be, in dying also. Isn't that something? Amen. So when we make up our mind to serve the Lord, a lot of Christians die for the name of the Lord, don't they? I mean, they won't. All of the apostles died except one, right? I mean, they were martyred, right? All of them. John died a natural death, but all the rest of them, you know, Peter was crucified. They said with his head upside down because he didn't feel worthy to. James, the brother of John, was killed with the sword, wasn't he? Amen. See, Herod killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. He saw that it pleased the Jews. He took up Peter, you know. And of course, Peter didn't die until God got ready for him to die, you know. But they, the apostles, they had dedicated their lives to the Lord to the extent that they were willing to live for him and willing to die for him. Amen. Isn't that right? And a real Christian, that's the way we should be. Right, amen. We should live for the Lord daily. But now, if it comes to a time that we have to die for the Lord, God will bring. He will give us grace for that, won't he? You better believe he will. God is faithful. Jesus, Philippians 1:6 says, "For he that had begun a good work in you, being confident of this very thing, for he that had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." God's going to see you through. Amen. Isn't that right? Jesus, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we can depend on that because he's so faithful. Let's bow. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for Hallelujah, Lord. Asunder. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and your mercy. Thank you for your compassion, Lord. For your mercies are renewed every morning, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. So just have your way tonight, Lord. Help us to look to thee, to stand on the word of God, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Thank you for the victory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Now, in order to be a Christian is a follower of Christ, or a disciple of Christ, a learner of Christ, a doer of Christ. That's what a Christian is. Isn't that right? One that make up their mind that they're going to do the will of God. And now, we're living in a time when there's so many people are haters of God. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. And if you live a holy life, they're going to hate you. A lot of people are going to hate you too. They're not going to, hallelujah, not going to speak good concerning truth. Because we talked about that last week, you know, about they want to speak, prophesy deceit and all this. Hallelujah. But a Christian wants truth. A true Christian, love God. That's been why God spoke to Israel way back there. And Jesus spoke the same thing. The first and great commandment is what? Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. And the second is like, namely, unto it what? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's godly love. You're not going to be able to do it unless you got godly love in you. No, you can't do it. But if you got that godly love, that agape love in you, your love. Amen. Hallelujah. That love will flow in us and through us and out of us to others to be a blessing. Amen. To other people. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, if any man, how did he say? If any man will come after me, if any man is going to follow me, he's got something to do. Let him deny himself. To deny oneself is to say no to self and yes to God. Whatever God say, do it. Strive to do it. Now, we can't do it in the flesh now. This is a spiritual thing. Isn't that right? Because the word of God say, put on the whole armor of God. Finally, brethren, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the tricks of the schemes of the devil. The devil got schemes. He got tricks that he tries to play on God's people. But if we walk in the Spirit, we'll see the devil before all. We'll see him coming if we walk close to the Lord. Now Jesus Himself said, "The prince of this world has come and what have nothing in me." And so we have to follow Jesus. Now, I'm not preaching sinless perfection. Now, we all sin, as Pastor Ben brought out this morning. Amen. But we just don't live in blatant sin, do we? Just don't commit sin just to be committing sin. A Christian don't. Amen. A real Christian don't. Amen. Amen. A real Christian want to please Jesus. Amen. Jesus is our example. Isn't that right? We have an example. Our example is Jesus Christ. And as he walked the earth, what did he do? He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And if we're going to follow his step, the Bible says, the scripture just came, the Bible says, oh my God, a scripture, it'll come back to me. You know, sometimes a scripture be coming to you and the devil try to hinder it, but he's a liar. Amen. Isn't that right? God will bring it back to me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Say, that means you're going to say no to self and yes to God. You're going to follow the Lord. Amen. And God's people, true Christians, walk in the Spirit. Isn't that right? Because they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that's the reason why we read the word of God, we pray, we seek God, we fast, we reach out to God. We love God and we love others, don't we? We love our fellow man. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one to the other. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. People see you manifesting the love of God. People see you doing the same thing Jesus did. That's the reason why they called the disciples in Antioch. They were first called Christian because they saw them living just like Jesus lived. Isn't that right? Jesus lived holy and pure. He pleased the Father. And he wants us to please him. Amen. If any man would be my disciple, let him deny himself. He'd say yes, no to self and yes to God. And take up his cross. Now we've got a cross. Jesus had a cross, didn't he? Hallelujah. He had a cross. He bore his cross. Hallelujah. And his cross, as he went about, he was tempted and tried by the Pharisees and Sadducees and all kind of seeds. Amen. He was tempted and tried and tested. On one occasion, they came to him and tempting him. They tempted him in so many ways. But one time they came to him and they want to know about rending. Hallelujah. Thank God. But anyway, he said, render to Caesar the things of Caesar and unto God the things that are God's. He surprised them. And Jesus, how many of y'all know Jesus paid taxes? Didn't he? He paid taxes because he set a good example. Because on one occasion, Peter came in and Jesus said, what thinkest thou, Simon? And about paying taxes. In other words, Jesus let him know said, the children are free. We don't have to do that. We shouldn't be doing this. Really? Then are the children free. He said, but keep from offending them. What did he tell Peter to do? Go to the sea. Cast the hook. Isn't that right? You cast a hook in there, and the first fish that you pull up, you know, you're going to catch a fish on that hook. Now the first one that you catch, you open his mouth and there's a piece of money. Isn't that right? Take that money that you get and go pay our taxes. Isn't that something? See, God knows all things. Hallelujah. That's the reason why when feeding them had fished all night and taken nothing, God, you know, the Lord let those fish, he shooed them away from the nets. I feel like he did. Because then he said to Peter, he asked him about fishing. He said, Peter said, Lord, we've toiled all night and taken nothing. But Jesus told him to what? Launch out into the deep, that ain't net for a drought. The Lord said, we've toiled all night and taken nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, because you said so, we'll do it. We'll let down the nets. They let down the nets, and they caught so many fish. Now my nets start breaking. See, everything belonged to God. Isn't that right? Amen. And nothing can do nothing unless God let it do it. I mean, that might not be real good English, but you understand what I'm saying? Can't nothing happen unless God permit is what I'm saying. Hallelujah. God is good. He's faithful. Amen. Remember when this man in Elisha's day, they borrowed an axe and the man was cutting wood. You know, he cut wood and the head flew off the axe and went in the water. And he went to the prophet and said, it was borrowed. We borrowed that. He said, what did it fall? He showed him, and he cut a stick and threw out there, and the axe swam. Isn't that right? Axe swam on water. See, God is faithful. God can do all things if we believe. Now, we have the same God that did those things back there, don't we? God wants us to believe him today. He wants us to trust him today. And we will see signs, wonders, and miracles like they did. Hallelujah. Yes, we will see them, saints of God. Because God haven't changed. But, you know, we have. I mean, some of us have. I mean, I know I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm striving to get close to the Lord. Thank God for a pastor, a man that don't hold back, that preach the truth and live a holy life. That's the main thing, isn't it? See, a lot of people do a lot of talking, preaching and all, but not living a holy life. We got to live a holy life to please God, have them. It's got to be, hallelujah, got to back it up by following Jesus, obeying Jesus, taking up our cross daily. Amen? And when you take up your cross, I mean, you're going to suffer. Whatever God wants, that's what we should want. Isn't that right? Lord, whatever you want, that's what I want. That's what we should come to that place in the Lord as we grow in grace. The Bible said grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God wants us to grow. Grace. Hallelujah. Grace is... The Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Isn't that right? And the Bible speaks of abundant grace. God's abundant grace. It speaks of God's great grace. Grace, thank God, is an unmerited gift. Isn't that right? A gift God gave us that we didn't deserve. Isn't that right? Because if God had gave us what we deserved, we'd all be lost. But thank God, His mercy and His love. His mercy and His love, His faithfulness. Psalms 89, verses 14 and 15. Let's read that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so good. He's good all the time. He's good to His people. But not only is He good to His people, He's good to the unsaved. Isn't that right? God's good to the unsaved. I mean, He let it rain on the just as well as the unjust, doesn't it? It's rain. I mean, it rained, and hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. We need to witness it. Pastor Benjamin was encouraging us today to witness. I talked to some people last week. I talked to a man when we took my mother-in-law over to Tampa General. She was on her way out, coming home, bringing her home. A young man by the name of Abraham. He's a Muslim. And I talked with him. And told him that Jesus was the only way to God. And he said, well, I listened to, he said he listened to Joel Osteen. That's what he said. I said, Jesus is the only way to God. I talked to him, you know, to try to get him to see that God is faithful and God wants him. God wants to save his soul, but he has to turn to the Lord with his whole heart. I let him know. I also talked with at Home Depot. I want y'all to pray for a man by the name of Mario. I went in and he was helping me there, and he sort of grabbed his chest like this, you know. And I said, "What's wrong?" He said he had pain in his chest here. He said like it was going down his arm, you know. And so I told him, you need to get it checked out, you know. I said, but I'll pray for you. He said, my name is Mario, because he wanted me to pray. Pray for him, y'all. Will y'all pray for this gentleman? Pray that God would help him, God would save him, and just heal him. Whatever's wrong, that God would spare his life. Because all lives are in God's hands. Isn't that right? Our lives are in His hand. Our time's in His hand. We need to realize that. We need to accept that. We need to be thankful to the Lord because He's faithful and He's good. And He wants us to live. He wants us to follow His steps. What does the scripture say here?
Justice and judgment
are the habitation of thy throne.
Mercy and truth shall go before thy face.
Listen at this now. Justice and judgment, mercy and truth shall go before thy face. We're talking about our God tonight, aren't we? We're talking about a God. What does the word say here? Deuteronomy 4:7. Who has a God like our God? There's no other God like our God, is it? It's only one true God, only one true holy God. And He has power over all. And we're His children. We're His people, the sheep of His pasture. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. You know what God said? Amen. God said what He meant, and He meant what He said. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. It's where you, sometimes I get excited about it. Amen. Isn't that right? It's worth getting excited about. Yeah. Isn't that right? It's, we need to have some enthusiasm for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God. What was the next verse say, brother?
Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound.
Uh-huh.
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light
of thy countenance. Amen. The people that know the joyful sound. The people that have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, as Pastor Ben brought out this morning, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Isn't that right? Amen. My God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Lord wants to be full of his joy. Not hallelujah. Full of the joy of the Lord. And it bubble over. It bubble over. Isn't that right? But that psalm says, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will do what? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Our home is not here. Thank God. So saints of God, as we go through this life, as we go through this world, let's let people see Jesus in us.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
We need to let these people see Jesus in us.
Amen.
My. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
I want to see our loved ones come in.
Amen. Amen.
Let's witness this week. Let's try to bring somebody to church Sunday. Is that asking too much? Now, let's try to bring somebody to church Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
So let's witness for the Lord this week. Especially this week, to try to bring somebody to church Sunday. Amen? Whether they're saved or unsaved. But let's try to get somebody to come. Amen? Because God is doing something. How many of y'all know God is moving in these services?
Amen.
Pastor Venom, God is anointing him, and he's bringing forth the word of God. And let's accept it. Let's receive it. Let's don't... You know, to some people, when their hearts are not open to the Lord, it's just like pouring water on a duck's back. Isn't that right? It's not pouring water on a duck's back. You pour water on a duck's back, it'll run right off. My. But let's be open. Thank God to the word of God. Let's be open to the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. The truth is what sets us free. Isn't that right? Only the truth of the gospel can set us free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's just. Read Psalms. No, I mean Proverbs 9, verse 10, please. Proverbs 9, verse 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is. All right. Now, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. The word continue means to habitually abide in Jesus' word. A genuine believer holds fast, obeys, and practices Jesus' teaching. The one who continues in his teaching has both the Father and the Son. Is that right? 2 John 1 verse 9. Yeah, because it's only one chapter there. 2 John 1, 9. What did it say? Uh-huh.
Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son.
Amen. If you abide in that doctrine, you have both the Father and the Son. Is that right?
Amen.
Thank God. Look at Hebrews 3:14. Now in Hebrews. Hebrews 3:14. He already got 2 John. He already read that one. God is so good. God is so good.
we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Got to hold us fast until the end. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
That's what God's calling for. Revelation 2:26. Read that one.
These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you.
No, no, Revelation 2:26.
2:26.
Yes, sir.
He that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
Hallelujah. God said, meant what he said, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Real disciples are both learners and faithful followers of Christ. Amen.
Right.
Yes, they are. Hallelujah. I want you to look at Psalm 119, verse 105. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen. God's word provides illumination to walk without falling.
Amen.
Isn't that right? God's word contains the spiritual principles that will help us avoid many sorrows and pitfalls.
Amen.
And tragedies brought on by wrong. What is this? I've got a word here. I'm trying to stop that. A wrong decision and choices.
Amen.
We must treasure it. God's word, I'm talking about now. Treasure its wisdom and steadfastly hold on to its precepts in all life's situations. If we do that, God will lead us.
Amen.
God will guide us. God will protect us. God will deliver us. Isaiah 35 and 8, look at that. You see, we're Christians. We're on our way home. Isn't that right? Thank God, hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah. We're on our way home. We're on this earth, on our way home. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, I'll go to a prayer place for you. He did.
Amen.
Isaiah 35 and 8, what did it say?
And highway shall be there.
A highway shall be there.
And a way.
And a way.
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
It shall be called the way of holiness.
Good.
It shall be called the way of holiness. God's calling us to holiness.
Amen.
A highway. A highway of holiness. Read.
The unclean shall not pass over it.
Unclean shall not pass over it.
But it shall be for those the
wayfaring man.
The fool shall not
error therein. Amen. So when people hear the word of God and repent and turn to God by faith, God will save them.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't. A fool don't have to stumble if he repent and turn to God, does he?
Amen.
God's saving. God's saving. God's in the business of saving souls.
Yes.
He's reaching out to souls.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. All right. John 8:32. Read that one. We read 31. Let's read verse 32.
St. John.
Yeah, St. John 8, yeah. The Gospel of John, St. John, yeah.
And you shall know the truth.
Amen. Uh-huh, 8:32. You know, truth and truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Right, this is what Jesus was telling those Jews. He's trying to get through to them. You know, they were hard-headed, hard-hearted, and fought against him. But see, Jesus was a man of love and compassion, wasn't it? He was a man of wisdom. See, they couldn't trap Jesus in his speech. I mean, the devil was crazy. I mean, trying to trap, who you think he, hallelujah. Who he think he's messing with? Isn't that right? Don't you? The devil know who Jesus is, doesn't he? He does. The devil knows who Jesus is. You better believe he does. When he tempted him, you know, took him up on the mountain, did all that, he tempted Jesus. But he knows who Jesus is. Hallelujah. And he knows that Jesus has power over him. When the devil get before you, he's trembling. He's trembling, shaking. You better believe he is. You better believe he is. My. Because he knows. He's no match. Not at all for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Did I give you a scripture? 8:32, right? Good, you read it. All right. Now, there's only one truth that will set people free from sin, destruction, and Satan's dominion, the truth of Jesus Christ found in God's word.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, people have all kind of ways, you know. And the Bible speaks that how if some will climb up some other way, if you climb up some other way, you're the thief and the robber. You're not going to make it in. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He's the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus died a horrible death, didn't he? He died a death that no other man could die. They slapped him. They spit upon him. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. The Bible says his visage was marred more than any man. His face was, I mean, he was beaten without recognition. Isn't that right? But why did he accept all of this? Why? For me and for you. Because he loved us. He loved us. Thank God he loved us. He could have called more than 12 legions of angels. He could have. But he didn't do that. He had so much power. And that when they went in the garden to take him, he said, "Whom seek ye?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And it fell back to the ground. Those men that came to take him. Isn't that something? That show you that his love and mercy and his compassion. And even when Peter didn't want him to take Jesus. When he came in the garden, Peter pulled out his sword. Didn't he? "I'm not going to let you do this." I feel like he was trying to cut right in there. But he cut his ear off. Cut the man's ear off. Malchus, he cut his ear off. And Jesus just reached down, picked up, and put it back on. My. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. I mean, we talking about the God of heaven. We talking about, hallelujah, the God of glory. We talking about the God that hallelujah, that he made the tree that they hung him on, didn't he? Hallelujah. He laid down. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, "No man take my life, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again." He laid it down. Hallelujah. He just laid out. When they put him on that cross, he just laid there and let them drive nails in him. My. Glory be to God, because you're talking about love. That's what the word of God says. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. For the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Hallelujah. What manner of love is this? Can y'all explain this love? What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us? I'm talking about my. Hallelujah. That love. The love of God, the love of God, thank God, is what brought us, that saved us and kept us and keeping us, thank God. And that love, let's keep on living for the Lord, living holy and pure, walking worthy of God, continuing in the world, keeping our mind stayed upon him until he come and get us. Isn't that right? And see, some of us, no doubt, before he come, will be in the grave. But that's all right. Our bodies will be in the grave. But not our souls, not our spirit. Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Hallelujah. In other words, as long as I live in this body, I'm going to live for the Lord. When I die, I'm going to be with him. Isn't that something? So we have hope tonight. We have joy tonight. We have peace tonight. Let's be full of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. By walking close to him. Walking in his presence. Psalms 91. Let's close with that. Psalms 91. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, God wants us to be honest, doesn't he? It was a minister got on a bus, and he got some change from the driver, and the driver gave him too much change back. So the minister went and sit down, and he counted the change, and he found out the man had given him too much. He took it back and gave it to the driver, and the driver told him, I was in your class. I was in your class Sunday, and say, I gave you too much change just to see if you would be honest. Isn't that right? See, sometimes we try, isn't that right? Sometimes people will try us, you know, but God wants us to be honest, you know. He really does, you know, because if we be honest, God will bless us and protect us and take care of us. Amen. And see, a Christian, sin in a Christian's life should be about like a pebble in your shoe. You ever get a pebble in your shoe? Irritating, isn't it? You want to get that out of there. You better believe it. My, my, my. All right, what does that say? Psalm 91. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shall abide on the shadow of the Almighty. Yes.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
He's our refuge.
My God. Mm-hmm.
In Him will I trust. Yes.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the noisome
pestilence.
Yes.
He shall cover thee with His
feathers. Amen. We don't have to be afraid, saints. We don't have to. If we walk in with God, we don't have to be afraid.
Amen.
God don't want us to be afraid. God wants us to believe Him. He really wants us to believe Him for what He did, for the very work's sake. And we know, when we see what we know Him. See,
Amen.
Some people know about Him, but we know Him. I'm talking about Christians that really know the Lord. We know that He's a man that was where He'll do what He said. We can depend on Him. He's not going to leave us out there high and dry. He won't do that. But thank God He'll take care of us.
Amen.
Read.
Nor for the arrows that fly by day.
Don't have to be afraid of them.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Nor for the destruction that wasteth
at noonday. Yes, hallelujah.
A thousand shall fall at thy side.
And 10,000
at thy right,
right hand. Yes.
It's
going to come now. You know when Israel was right with God, God took care of them, didn't He?
Amen.
He really did. Oh, I don't care how big the armies was. God took care of Israel when they walked right before God.
Amen.
But when they started walking in sin and turning their backs on God, God let the enemies come in and take over, didn't He?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is that same God. He protects us today like He did His people back there.
Amen.
Doesn't it? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Read.
Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see mm-hmm. the reward of the wicked.
Thank God.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Mm-hmm.
There shall no evil befall thee.
Praise God.
Which shall in it fast come nigh thy dwelling.
Yes.
For He shall give His anger's charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Mm-hmm.
Life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what God said. How many of you know God meant what he said?
Yes.
He meant what he said and said, well, let me give the Lord a hand. Saints, let's pray this week. Let's really pray and seek the face of God. And pray for the services here. I try to pray every day for the services here, you know. I pray for the pastor and his wife and for the saints here. Let's pray. Let's pray one for another. Amen?
Amen.
That's what God tells us to do.
Amen.
Pray one for another. To love one another.